going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, coming back in on our Draft Fest preview show. We're getting into our triple option segment. Charlie, you're up first. What you got?
Guys, I'm going with the top 10 on Mike D's draft board, the top 10 players available entering day two. Number one, Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan. He's the 11th overall prospect on Mike D's big board. Obviously, he's fallen a little bit because of these knee issues. Number two, Mike Green, the defensive end for Marshall, 18th overall on Mike's big board, falling because of some character concerns. Number three, Nick Emenwori, who was kind of a 50-50 to go either first round or second round, but he's going to fly off the board pretty quickly. The safety from South Carolina, a freak athlete at 21 overall. Number four is Luther Burden, the wide receiver for Mizzou, 27th overall ranked player. Number five is Trevion Henderson, the running back from Ohio State, 29th overall player. Six is Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback from Colorado. Seven is Donovan Ezeraku, the defensive end from Boston College. Eight is Mason Taylor, the tight end from LSU. Nine is Trey Amos, the cornerback from Ole Miss. And 10 is Siobhan Revelle, the cornerback from East Carolina. Right behind them, guys, by the way, 11 is Jalen Milroe, the quarterback from Alabama, too. So he just missed the cut. But there's a lot of good players in that list. So the Saints, if they stay put and they stay, you know, they don't try to force a trade up from pick 40 to move up in the second round, I think that they'll have someone fall right into their laps.
All right, Cullen?
Guys, I was kind of looking at today, as we know, things are going to get faster. The amount of time that the teams have is gonna pick up. We're going to be able to, you know, get through these picks a lot faster. And Roger Goodell spoke with Pat McAfee earlier today about some ideas that the NFL has been kicking around regarding speeding up the first round. As we all know, 10 minutes. And as we saw last night, they used up a lot of those 10 minutes. And one of the new ideas they're tossing around is 7 minutes. But you have this, like, two-minute, like, extender that you can use once per draft. Not once per, like, round, but once per draft. Could you use that in a first round? Would you... I feel like you would only use it in the first round. Why would you want to use it in the sixth or seventh?
Maybe if you're trying to get a trade done or something like that.
Possibly.
Like, I think the funny thing about this year's first round was that a lot of the picks were flying in. People knew what they wanted.
At the end, yes.
But even sometimes like in the middle of the class. Like,
which is weird with how uncertain it
the,
was.
The quickest pick of the night felt like the Colts, right, with Tyler Warren. Tyler Warren falls into their lap. They ran up to the podium. We're taking Tyler Warren. We're taking Tyler Warren. But it happened a couple times throughout the draft where like the pick was in for like 5 minutes and they're just in a commercial
break.
Yeah,
we're just waiting.
And we're just waiting. We're just waiting. We're just waiting. But, you know, they obviously have to do it for TV too.
Was it – I think it might have been the Vikings. There was a team that – didn't get a draft pick in 1 year, and they just didn't get a pick.
I think it was the Vikings.
I can't remember what year it was. Maybe 2003. So maybe that's what it's about. Maybe if a team's like, oh no, we're just not going to get our pick in, so they just slotted
it
in.
2003. They ran out of time with their seventh overall pick. Could you imagine that?
I mean, seventh overall.
That's crazy.
Imagine if the Saints ran out of time last night
and with Kelvin Banks. Oh my!
We just like we didn't pick a guy.
That would not be good.
Yeah, that's tough to sell to your fans.
All right, Jeff, so what's yours?
All right, so mine's a little different, but I do want to remind everyone that April is Autism Awareness Month. Kai Harley, Saints assistant GM, just spoke to the media to update, you know, all the work that the Saints organization has been doing to, you know, kind of make the NFL Draft a tentpole event. If you're watching on the NFL Network, ESPN, and they show clips inside the Saints War Room. If you're going on Saints social media posts and you see clips from inside the war room, you can see that there's a lot of signage, there's a lot of things going on to promote that. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's a hot take, but I do think it's an important thing, and it's just a reminder to check in on that. And if you're interested in all the work they've been doing, definitely go check out all the stuff Kai Harley has been doing, because it's important work.
Absolutely. And that's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Cullen?
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.